Welcome to Cryptocurrency News. This is not financial advice. Today's topic is, what is a paper wallet? Specifically, how do you use a paper wallet with Bitcoin? I find this very interesting because it gives a person the chance to own Bitcoin, or access to Bitcoin at least, and be completely offline. It's really an interesting concept when you think about it. Now, this article I found on Paxful.com, and the title says, what is a paper wallet? It says, when looking for a reliable Bitcoin wallet, what are some qualities you look for? Some of the most important factors when it comes to Bitcoin investing are where you store your crypto and how safe that storage system is. There are two main categories when it comes to Bitcoin storage: hot and cold wallets. Hot wallets are storage applications that operate online, while cold wallets function offline. Now, there are plenty of different cryptocurrency wallets out there. I personally have used Coinami, find that quite easy to use. Coinbase, I've left crypto on there, very easy to use. And there's a variety of other Bitcoin wallets that you can find in the App Store. You have to do your own research and find one that you believe is safe and that you feel comfortable leaving your crypto on. And then if you get into large amounts of crypto, of course, people are going to recommend that you store that offline, whether that's in a UBS device or with a certified company or whatever. And some people like the idea of storing crypto literally on a piece of paper. Or I suppose you could write that into concrete or have it etched into a piece of wood. But what it is just the address for the Bitcoin. Very novel way to store your access to your Bitcoin. It'd be like having your Bitcoin at the tip of your finger. Now, you're going to have to be able to get logged online, of course, into the network to claim that Bitcoin, to liquidate it or turn it into cash, whatever. But the fact is, you can have the address for that Bitcoin literally printed or written down on a piece of paper. Now, it says here, cold wallets are often regarded as a safer option, as online wallets can sometimes be susceptible to hackers. In the cold storage space, there are two main kinds of wallets: paper wallets and hardware wallets. In this article, we'll be giving you an introduction to paper wallets. It says, Bitcoin, unlike traditional fiat currencies, does not have a physical representation. Digital means are used to store funds instead of the usual physical wallets that hold our bills and cards. However, paper wallets can be considered to be a physical form of a digital wallet. Sounds like it doesn't really make sense, right? Well, let's explain. This kind of wallet is an actual piece of paper that holds your public keys and private keys. It usually has its address printed in the form of a QR code. Now, of course, you know those QR codes are those rectangular-shaped, basically like little print blocks. They look kind of like squigglies all over them, and that's what you use your smartphone or tablet to photograph that QR code, and then you can send or receive Bitcoin that way. But then you could also use address too. You don't have to use the QR code, at least not in my experience. The paper in paper wallet represents the method of access to your coins. You can think of it as a marriage between a digital and a physical wallet. Now it says creating a paper wallet. You can use any Bitcoin paper wallet generator online to get started. In some cases, ATMs will also include an option to generate one. The site will create your wallet with the corresponding QR codes and keys, and once it's been generated, your data is wiped from the site, preventing any keys from being saved intentionally. In an ideal world, you should be creating your paper wallet with a brand new computer to prevent any malware interference. However, that's not always the most practical method. Instead, what most people do is unplug their internet access while the wallet is being created, and then clear their history immediately after. At the very least, you should be doing a malware check before generating a wallet. It's always a good idea to take precautions. And from my experience has been that if you've got an antivirus or anti-malware product on your computer, then you shouldn't have malware on there. But what they're saying, they're just giving you something to do here, using an abundance of caution to make sure that somebody hasn't hacked into your system where they could copy your Bitcoin address. Now it goes on and says how to spend using a paper wallet. Paper Bitcoin wallets are often used for long-term investments, or as people love to say, hodling. I just hate that word, holding. However, it's advisable to sweep the wallet as soon as you can. Sweeping refers to the act of transferring the funds from a paper wallet into another wallet, whether that be an online wallet or hardware wallet. So in other words, they're telling you that paper wallets do work, but they're advising you to get that onto a mobile app or even an offline app as quickly as you can, because most people don't view carrying around a piece of paper with your Bitcoin QR code and address written on it as really a safe thing to do. Sweeping your wallet is highly advised because keys and QR codes are printed on the paper, which means it has the potential to fade, especially if the link is especially if the ink used is inexpensive, or worse, the paper can get lost or damaged. The benefits. As mentioned earlier, using paper wallet protects you from hackers as your Bitcoin is stored offline. Even in today's trading climate, physical wallets are considered to be best in show when it comes to storing your digital treasuries, and by taking the necessary precautions and the wallets being properly constructed, it could be nearly impossible, and at the very least, extremely difficult for hostile forces to access your money. In other words, if you have this thing printed off somewhere on high quality paper where the images are protected and it's stored in a temperature controlled environment like in a safe deposit box or in a safe house or safe room, whatever, where it's not susceptible to fire, say, it's going to be pretty hard for somebody to get to that. Furthermore, one of the most appealing quantities of a Bitcoin paper wallet is that you won't have to worry about hardware or software failures. You just need to take care of a single piece of paper. Though funds itself may not be stored on that paper, the private information is, and that's what is essential for accessibility. In other words, it's like the internet is a big giant safe with millions and millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin, a trillion now. And what the paper wallet does is it gives you a combination to a safe within that safe that lets you unlock your portion of that Bitcoin. It's basically a combination to a safe. That's why if you lose the combination, and you're probably not going to be able to remember that long string of numbers, then you've lost your wealth. Now it says the risk. Despite hackers not being able to access your money, it doesn't mean the wallet is entirely invulnerable. If the location of where you're keeping the piece of paper is discovered, it could jeopardize the safety of your funds. Well, if it's in a safe deposit box, the government can still get to that if you happen to fall into some sort of legal jeopardy, or maybe just go through a divorce or some other thing, or maybe you pass away and someone's not aware what this thing is. So that paper, you have to have the paper to access. You have to have those codes to access your Bitcoin. It says, there's also the chance of the wallet software no longer recognizing the format of the paper wallet, bringing a new onslaught of problems to your storage system. When it comes to the safety of your funds, it all boils down to user error. The more care you have with the wallet, the safer your money will be. If you're reckless or careless, you could easily lose access to your money. In addition, generating and using paper wallets as a means of storage for beginner traders can sometimes get too technical and complicated as compared to alternative wallets. For this reason, they are ideal for more experienced traders. It says paper wallets have been long regarded as one of the safest ways to store Bitcoin. In their earlier days, they were the most secure option because they placed the security of money directly in the hands of the user. Although that is often regarded as a positive aspect, it also means the risks are amplified, especially if you have an incomplete understanding of how they work. Despite early popularity, many traders see it as merely a middle step in Bitcoin's evolution. Some may even consider it obsolete, as there are safer, more practiced ways to store BTC, now namely hardware wallets. However, it shouldn't stop you from exploring them and their practical applications, but remember, it's important to get a good grasp of how they work before you begin your exploration. The cryptocurrency space is still in its infancy, and there are bad apples in the world looking to take advantage of unsuspecting traders. By further learning how paper wallets work, you'll be able to protect yourself and keep your money safe. Now, I could actually see this as a real alternative in certain countries where they're developing with where the cryptocurrency currency owner is dealing with unscrupulous governments. It would give a person that total control, and especially if they can get the address written down on a piece of paper somewhere they can store it. Ideally, if we could get that address converted into a string of words or numbers, letters that are easily memorizable for us. But this just shows you the potential there for storing Bitcoin on paper, so that even if the grid goes down, you have access to the Bitcoin when the grid goes back up. Very fascinating stuff. This whole thing is just so versatile, the whole space of Bitcoin. And once again, this article is on Paxful.com. Take a look and see what you think. This is cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.